The idea of a curriculum, which makes the social-emotional learning needs of students a priority and ensures that all children are being taught to think critically, collaborate effectively, communicate respectfully, and express themselves creatively, has been my vision for many, many years. In a world where children are rushed from place to place, often on devices, we as educators and parents need to create an environment where they are given time and allowed to focus, to think, to create, and to learn. Let's make this happen together. My name is Jennifer Lee Quattrucci. Welcome to my podcast. Let's talk about the communities beyond our classroom community. What are some ways that we can build relationships that support meaningful learning? There's a quote that describes community like this. Community is much more than belonging to something. It's about doing something together that makes belonging matter. And that quote is from Ryan Solis. I believe students need to have hope. When children believe in themselves and their power to bring good into the world, they will be more apt to seek out knowledge and choose activities that help them learn and grow. We can help our students to see themselves as valued members of a larger community, that doing something together that makes belonging matter, by providing an environment of comfort and growth, by encouraging individuality, and by helping them connect with individuals and groups beyond our classroom doors. I put this question out on Twitter, and the response was so great. I was so happy with the enthusiasm, and it was wonderful to see the things that educators are doing that supports meaningful learning throughout not just their classroom, but in connecting with community. I'd love to share those ideas with you, so here I go. Abes is an administrator in Florida, and I love this idea that they do at her school. Her physical education teacher does a boot camp for veterans event, and the school raises money for a local veterans organization, and then they participate in a boot camp day. I love it that the vets come out and they help run the event, they talk to students, they make it so meaningful. They let children know what they've done, why they've done it. They make those face-to-face connections and show how we're all needed, how we help each other in the world. The students raised over $6,000 this year alone for the Veterans Organization, and I definitely believe that this is a powerful way for an entire school to connect outside of their own environment and really see how they can make a difference, realize their power, give them hope for what more they can do. Chris Woods, who is known as Daily STEM on Twitter and who is the host of the Everyday STEM podcast, describes the way that every spring their high school does a community cleanup. And although there's a lot of trash, it is such a great teachable moment. And I can only imagine the sense of accomplishment these students have to feel working together, cleaning up a community. And I'm sure they look forward to it. And these are lessons. This is an experience that they will not forget as they head out into the world, as they finish high school. I am sure this will always be something within them that they know they can make a difference and they'll choose to do it. Jessica Lafredo described something so wonderful. Next year, they're integrating a new social studies curriculum, and they plan on reaching out to the senior citizens in their town. They want to build community in and out of their classroom. And she says it best, if you can bring togetherness through an intergenerational process, everyone benefits. It was great to have the input from Valerie Chilton, who spoke about using social media to connect with communities outside her classroom. Chris Mekanoff suggested volunteering for a classroom or an entire school to seek out ways that they can help and truly, authentically make a difference. Todd, who is an administrator, spoke about modeling, showing the children that he is there for them, being visible during the day, not just during the day, before school, after school, being there for the staff, asking questions, sending notes, all of those little things making a difference, showing that they're not alone, that we're not alone. I love what Becky Surag said. She's available for families when they need it, not just when it's convenient for her. And this has helped her to build lasting relationships. She's available to chat at as many school functions as possible. It was really great to have the input from Dr. Brad Johnson. He's a motivational speaker, an author, professor, former administrator, and huge advocate for equity and doing what's right for the kids. He believes that it's important to let the teachers speak at community events, such as with the Rotary Club, partnering with businesses to take students on field trips to see things like steam jobs. That is an awesome suggestion, to see those jobs in action, to make the meaningful connection to what goes on in the community and to see what you're learning now, to make that connection. So the children will know that, okay, they're learning this in class and someday they'll apply it to this type of a job. So it really gives them purpose. It gives them hope. It reminds me of something that we recently had at our school. We had Junior Achievement come. And in my classroom particularly, we had this wonderful man named Scott Eaton, who worked for Demio, which is a construction company in Rhode Island. So he joined Junior Achievement. He went through the training and signed up, and he came to our class for what was called Junior Achievement in a Day. And my students learned so much about the economy, about taxes. In this one day, they started their own donut company. They learned about the importance of marketing, the importance of making a good product and what happens when a product isn't up to par, what damage does that do. They learned about voting. They learned about really what the jobs that are out there now, how we're preparing for them. It was such an intense day. It was five different lessons. It was just like really, really, really a powerful day. So this was my first experience with Junior Achievement. I really knew nothing about it, except I kind of remembered being back maybe in middle school, maybe having someone come to my classroom and maybe talking about jobs, money. I mean, I don't think I ever heard the term financial literacy as a kid, but my students, they learned so much from this program. It was just phenomenal. So Junior Achievement, just the whole entire program itself, look into it. My class is second grade and they had the Junior Achievement community program, but our entire school participated in it and there were different lessons, different people. And I just can't even, you have to like look into it, find out, because it's nationwide and it's awesome. And the other thing that we were successful with in our school this year was AmeriCorps. We had the most amazing people led by Joyce Levin from AmeriCorps. And these individuals took it upon themselves to really form lasting relationships with our students. They took their time to find out what was needed in our school, and they met those challenges. In our school, we were having a little bit of an issue with attendance, and they participated in our walking school bus. They helped families to get the kids to school, and they offered incentives for kids who were there more often. They really helped the children celebrate their diversity, their culture, by coming into the classrooms and teaching them about different cultures, letting them share their experiences. They even put on their own family night, a multicultural night, in which so many different cultures were celebrated and families came, and it was just wonderful. So my input is I would look into Junior Achievement and AmeriCorps, especially if you have someone like Joyce Levin for AmeriCorps and someone like Scott Eaton for Junior Achievement because they were awesome. Thank you so much for listening. The relationships that we build with our students when working with the community should be purposeful, with the learning and the well-being of the students as the priority. They need to be able to express their curiosity, learn to interact with others in positive and productive ways, have confidence to think independently, and have the courage to do the right thing in different situations. The ideas in Chapter 12 of my forthcoming book, Educate the Heart, which is available for pre-order, will positively impact students because they encourage meaningful connections and experiences and allow for independent thinking and originality. There's 15 of them in Chapter 12 of Educate the Heart, Screen-Free Activities for Grades Pre-K to 6 to Inspire Authentic Learning. I hope you found this podcast episode worthwhile, and I'd love to hear from you, so be part of the conversation. If you're listening on the Anchor app, then go ahead and leave a voice message, and you could be part of the show. You could also message me on Twitter, Jen Quattrucci, Instagram, Mommy Teacher Fashionista, email, jenquattrucci@gmail.com. It's so easy to find me. I really appreciate your time and attention. Thank you so much.